Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It's your boy, CM. That's so dope. Got the fellas back in the virtual lab. We're doing something different. Back on the live stream, the restream. Shout out to Brett for the hookup. What's happening, fellas?
What's up, bro?
What's good?
Man, it's been a while. We got the triangle camera. We got everybody on camera and everything. It's all good. Yeah. If y'all watching us, want to watch us, hit us up on Twitter. We got some. We're going to start streaming on Twitter here pretty soon. But at your boy CM, and follow us there, like and share us and all this kind of stuff. But want to get into it because a lot of stuff happened. It was National Recruiting Signing Day yesterday, and major news happening. Deion Sanders snagged the number one, then number two, then number one overall free safety, not free safety, but cornerback. Out of Atlanta, and stole him right under the nose of Florida State, and signed him on with JSU, and basically Deion Sanders was like, "Listen, I didn't do anything. I didn't offer him any kind of money. It's just what we do, just recruiting. That's exactly what we do. Got the kid out of their nose, and boom. And now everybody in the world has got an opinion about, you know, HBCU schools, and that's just trash. Blah 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 blah. I love it."
Man, shout out to the kid who had the most prized possession, which was a Deion Sanders jersey and a plaque, and decided he was going to burn it and got upset that Deion snagged that dude. Congratulations, my guy. Congratulations. That's all I can say, because that's the dumbest thing you ever done.
Why would you do that?
So dumb.
Y'all see the dude who burned Deion Sanders
jersey? Hey, I seen it, bro.
Just like, that's gonna
be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You got mad because the dude, you said he ain't never gave a dime back to his school. I don't care how many other people don't come back and give back to the school. You know what? It's called FSU for a reason. FSU. FU. I don't have to come back. That's my money. I ain't got to give you nothing. What did you really do for me?
Exactly.
I had to put my stamp on my name. So guess what? If I had to become the personality that I was, I can't charge that to them. I just wore your jersey. Don't be mad at me.
That Sanders brand is a big brand.
Hey, man.
Most definitely. So what y'all think about that overall? You think that's a trend now that those kids are actually going to the HBCU schools? You see a big trend. There was a lot of guys that transferred from a lot of the other schools, HBCU school.
That's why you go get somebody like Deion Sanders. You go get him because that's what you want. You want to bring kids to the school, and that's the way you do it. You go get star power. If you say, hey, you want to coach? Because we got some availability. I mean, I expected for Deion to pull somebody. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. If it was me, Lord knows I love my people up here. But you told me Deion or some of my favorites growing up, like Brett Favre or Mike Allstott, somebody like that. Oh, they coach you football over here.
I don't think I want to play for Brett Favre. It's just me, personally.
To each his own. You know, Brett was one of my Brett. You know. He's a national treasure.
What you afraid of, Corey? What you afraid of?
He's a Packer. I don't do that.
Hey, bro. Now, see, I was going to let you slide.
Hold on. What you mean by when you say he a Packer? What you mean? But never mind. Let me.
Don't get started. We just got back. Don't get started. We just got back. Don't get started.
Because the first day in practice, I'm wearing all 49er gear. So where'd you get this for? 49 for life, baby. Look, you get out of here.
Cool, Corey. Corey said, "Nah, I ain't doing this because look, he teaching you how to pack that camera full of." Never mind. Let me go there. Let me stop.
Brett Favre is not good. No, but like you were saying, like the HBCU schools, that's the thing now. They're hiring black profile athletes, and I think it's a good thing. It's a marketing tool, obviously, and they should have been using that from the jump. You got Deion Sanders at Jackson State. You got Hugh Jackson now at Grambling State. You got Eddie George at Texas State.
Man, you got Greg Ellis at Texas College. I keep forgetting about that.
Got Greg Ellis at Texas College.
Wow. Yeah, Greg Ellis is at Texas College.
I want to say I can't remember the other head football coach at Mississippi Valley State. Let me look it up. It's another football player.
Yeah, I can't even think. I must want to say a more recent football player, if I'm correct.
Yeah, let me look it up. Mississippi Valley State. It's apparent that it was Vincent Nancy, Reed Comey. Well, I thought it was another one, but maybe I was off on that one. But no, you got some high profile coaches, and they're getting more and more air each year. We got Steve McNair's brother; he's a head coach at the other college there in Mississippi, where he was the alma mater, is Alcorn State, and I don't want to say
Alcorn State,
but I mean, there's still a high profile name at that school. So you think McNair is like, oh, McNair and Alcorn State, you put two and two together. Obviously, that's a big profile name in itself. So they've got the names, they've got the monikers, they got that. They just need the opportunity to recruit bigger players. And now with the transfer portal as it is what it is, they can get a lot of these kids that may not be getting a lot of clock at your Power Five conferences to move in and potentially start and play big minutes for those schools. I think that's a great idea. They don't discriminate there, man.
Well, you know, me and Corey was just we had a in-depth conversation earlier that kind of hit on this a little bit, but like I was saying, why sit there and wait? You know, why I said, okay, well, why sit there and wait at a school when you could go somewhere else and play right away and get seen, you know? Those days of sitting behind and waiting forever to get your time, if you get your time, those days are over with. And even the coaches are jumping ship every couple of years. So it's like, why would you even be loyal to something when you know your coach ain't loyal to it?
Yeah.
You know?
What I mean is, if they're not loyal, you know, even if, well, it's, to me, I think you got to take a step back.
You can hold on. You could go to Alabama and sit there. That's okay. Because you know,
hold on, I almost put a finger up.
You don't know.
Okay. I can't put that finger in the camera. Oh no, I can't put that finger in the camera. Okay, I'm sorry.
JD, he
in swamp. He mode. Forget the
he is
mode.
Yeah, FKU. He's been drinking that swamp water today, so you gotta forgive
him. But you are right though. But you gotta think about it like this. A long time ago, you got to tell the kids.
I just want to say, like, real quick, there's only a few schools that I can see sitting at and waiting. So, Alabama being one of them, Ohio State being another.
Both of them.
I say this, but I can see people sitting at Oklahoma.
Why?
I can see it.
What do you say?
Bus stop.
For some reason, Oklahoma get this respect and credit that
they got good
facilities.
Really he know they're going to the SEC, right? Their ass is irrelevant now.
They probably are, you know. But I mean, like you're saying, like if guys are transferring to these schools, but if you sign a letter of intent to go to a Power Five, you got to know, you know, if you're a 4-star, if you're a 3-star athlete, should I say, you know. A lot of these kids are just going just to say, man, I went to Oklahoma and I signed letter of intent
that's
to play
for the
University.
Like, some people just do that.
Like, but you're not playing. You're not getting any clock. Like, why are you doing it?
That was the only place I could see going to sit.
Why would you go and sit? You can go and play.
I know.
Like, there's plenty of 1AA schools.
I could see going to. There was a period where there was other schools like this, too. It wasn't just them. Like Michigan was like this, Texas was like this, Florida was like this. Florida, especially, you remember Florida used to stack talent. It was like one quarterback lead, the other one right. They just reload. They just let's go. and they ain't like this so much. I don't even want to say. I don't even know if really Miami was really well. I mean, the U. Back in the day,
They used to be stacked, though.
When that ended, it wasn't like that no more. And it was just everybody was going to Florida. You know, everybody was going to Texas. Everybody was going to Bama. I'm trying to think some other schools that was like that. Michigan. Everybody went to Michigan.
Everybody went to Ohio State, USC.
Remember how the game between Michigan and Ohio State used to be so serious? and it went back and forth. And then one day it just went lopsided. And all of a sudden, Ohio State is just, they killing me.
Ohio State is, they can recruit well. Ohio State can recruit well. You know, Michigan, to me, the Big Ten is probably the second best conference besides the SEC. And Big Ten is almost right below the SEC, like a little bit below the SEC in football. Big Ten is rough. They are really good in the Big Ten. They don't get a lot of credit because Iowa's good, Michigan's good, Ohio State's good. You know, all those schools are traditional. Penn State is legit. I mean, if you know how to think about it, those schools, they can play. You know, it gets cold up north. They got to play in the cold, too. So, I mean, hey, Wisconsin's tough. You go to Camp Randall if you want to play in the wintertime. It's going to be rough. You don't see Alabama up there playing. That's a game I'm pretty sure they don't want to.
All I'm going to say is don't bring no Gators out there in the cold.
They freeze in the cold.
It's not a good fight.
They freeze.
But I mean, you
bring the ass to the swamp. You come to the swamp.
You got to recruit them from somewhere.
All right, you take them out that cold air and put them down in that warm, sunny rubber. That's fine.
So what? So you got to think about it like this. So you're a 19-year-old kid. You're a 4-star athlete. Deion Sanders approaches you and he says, "Listen, I want you to come to my program. I want you to be our starting wide receiver." Okay. You either got Nick Saban, Deion Sanders, or USC. Lincoln Riley at USC. Now, and we got to throw in another asterisk there, the NIL money, right? So Deion Sanders is potentially offering you $50,000. You know, USC is 25 and somebody else. Alabama's what, maybe 15. You know what I'm saying? That's unrealistic because obviously Alabama will probably offer you more money versus USC, but Deion Sanders, they could swing you the $50,000. Where you going?
I'm going where I can play.
Man, you know, okay, hold on. My homie told me about the kid from Ohio State that skipped his senior year to go to Ohio State. And now Texas is
back in Texas.
Yeah, he was playing back in Texas.
From South Lake Carroll.
They said, yeah, from South Lake Carroll. What my homeboy told me was that big check he got wasn't from nobody in Ohio State. It was from somebody in Texas. You know, he got all that money to go to college. It was from a Texas supporter or whatever. And so my thought was, okay, well, if that's the case, then is the reason he's going to Texas is because of that? And so my homeboy was like, I think it's like that because he went to go visit some other colleges, but initially he went to who paid the most. And my concern before the payment thing came about was like, you know, we're going to see a situation where you see kids just going, who's going to pay the big dollar? And if that's the case, then, you know, you're going to start seeing some schools just stay down that way, down that way because they got it. There are other schools with money. Texas got money, but
they all gonna have money. Every school's gonna have money at the end of the day. No, everybody's not gonna have Alabama money. But then again, everybody's not gonna have prime money either. Deion Sanders is,
it ain't prime money they got. No.
Prime. No, it's not his money, but I'm just talking about star power. That's what I'm saying. He got star power.
I don't want no elephant money. And keep that elephant money.
JD on the roll today, baby.
What's up with JD, man?
I told you. It's forget them kids day.
That's what it is. I got some other words for that.
I know you do. but I agree. You know, with the elephant money, I don't blame you. I don't do the Alabama thing. I heard the mosquitoes even worse than Texas. You know, but I mean, I don't know. I've been to Jackson, Mississippi once or twice. You know, I'm a fan of new things, new beginnings, new different things. Create your own legacy. You know, who's to say that we can't, you know, do it big at Jackson State? Why not be the first class that started it? You know what I'm saying? I think that's a good idea. if they actually go that far and go to Jackson State, and maybe you can bring some of your guys with them and play, and you guys are successful. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's appropriate, to be honest with you. And
well, you know, I mean, you gotta shake things up. I'm tired of the same old teams being the powerhouses. I mean, if I can recruit and get my team to play on their level, what the heck?
Wouldn't you like to see Jackson State, you know, in a top 25 ranking and, you know, going to USC playing you? I would love to see that.
I would love to see it too.
Grambling State, you know, playing, you know, playing in a
getting
bowl.
Getting out of the SWAC. Getting out of the SWAC and playing in a big bowl game. Look at the followers that you would have.
I wish they would leave. I wish they would not demolish the SWAC, but it still had a little asterisk besides the HBCU school. But just movement.
They need to demolish it.
You know,
they need to demolish it.
And I know it means a lot because, man, it was. I think they're still doing a documentary about the black colleges and football players and athletes. Mm-hmm. And but I think to kind of level the playing field, because it almost seems like there's the FBS, the FCS, FCS, FBS, and then the HBCU, and then SWAG, and then the black college. I'm like, this. You're never going to be – the FCS is you know, they're still trying to get out of that. They still got a playoff system. It's not even bowl game. They still doing playoff system. So I wish they would incorporate. Now, what I've heard was the Southland Conference was reaching out to Prairie View, interested in getting them invitation to join the Southland Conference. I think that's a great step. You know, TSU and Prairie View, they've – you know, revamped their entire athletic program. They got some nice facilities, all kind of stuff. It looks great. But I think that's a really good step in trying to improve and get those schools back in and try to improve them that way. But I would like to see that happen. Sure. Speaking of improvement as well, we kind of got on Urban Meyer before. And it was very brief about Urban Meyer. But what are y'all thoughts on?
Let's sit up for this one.
What are y'all thoughts on Urban Meyer getting fired? And it happened fast. It happened like Monday. It was, oh, man, he may or may not lose his job. Tuesday, he was out of there. No, not Tuesday, but Tuesday, it was the reports came out. Wednesday, he was gone. And it just happened like 10 o'clock out of there. Like, what?
Let me go on again.
Like I said, bro, I feel like he kind of hurt himself because he didn't have to come back. He didn't have to come back to none of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it seems like ever since he's been back, it's been nothing but trouble. Like, every time you turn around, it's like, oh, his name is being mentioned by, you know, in this and that. And I'm like, bro, you should have just stayed on TV doing commentary.
And doing comedy?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Because it was comical. It was comical. Like, come on, man. Shout out to the person who had him on camera at the bar with the girl, man. I don't. Like, you.
Don't do my guy like that. Don't do my guy like that.
Somebody's always watching.
You're right. Oh, they got a real good picture of
him. You know, and he's just holding on.
The motto is the camera is always
on. And it's like, oh snap, that's Urban Meyer. Oh snap, that's Urban Meyer. Hey, let's take a picture. Oh snap, what is that? That's not Urban Meyer's wife. Picture time.
Mrs. Myers.
Yeah, that's not Mrs. Myers.
Take the picture, hurry up.
Yeah, hurry up. Take the video, hurry up. Is that OJ? That's OJ Simpson. That was a good joke. I'm not gonna go there, it would have been a good joke, but I'm not gonna do it.
That ain't laying well. I mean put that knob deep in there.
But you gotta think, come on, man. You like you're hanging out somewhere, and it's like, wait a minute, is that OJ Simpson? Wow.
Look, keep your cameras on. Keep your cameras on all the time, then.
All right. Like you having a nice family dinner. It's like, dang, that Urban Meyer dancing with that girl. That's not his wife. Like, that's not Mrs. Myers. Get your picture. I'm gonna put this on Facebook. Put this on Instagram. Matter of fact, I'm a hashtag Adam Scheffler. Adam, hey, let me hashtag him. Come on, man. That's
instant clout.
And then it's like, then on top of that, you're in Jacksonville. I mean, I've never been to Jacksonville before, but I heard it's not a bad place. It's not Tampa. It's not Tampa. You know,
it's lovely though.
Yeah, you got nice beaches and everything, but I mean the Jacksonville Jaguars are not
Let's go back, man. We were almost there. Jacksonville was almost there a couple years ago.
They were
rid of everything. They were almost there. Then you got Urban Meyer, and now what? They 2-11.
Yeah,
they went two.
They won two games, and from there, they were trying to fire him after Owen whatever. I was like, probably should have D. But then you had everything surface. Probably should have then. The right was on the way.
I feel like the whole thing with Trevor Lawrence. I mean, sometimes you give a lot of these guys a lot of praise, and they don't always turn out to be what you think they're gonna be. So
you don't think Trevor Lawrence? Like, you don't think Trevor Lawrence is that good?
I don't think he's what they thought he'd be.
I don't think he's that good right now.
But then again, when you think about it, let me just say this. I don't feel like he really played that well in colleges last year.
No, I didn't.
It's true too.
How did you not see it coming? But people didn't want to pass on it because they felt like, oh, he the guy.
The upside of it.
Yeah.
Well, we all know about that.
Well, and you're a quarterback too, so you know it's a quarterback's league.
You're
everything.
His upside is great. This, that, blah, blah, blah.
Dang.
You're the guy.
Dang.
He's the guy. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, I thought Joe Burrow was pretty good. Joe Burrow was bad.
I say Joe Burrow. Listen, Joe Burrow in college was absolutely terrible.
Like, bro, I almost feel about his joke.
That
y'all stop that shit, man.
He's throwing
to the same darn receivers he played with in college.
That's what I'm saying. In college, he was throwing to pro receivers in college.
Man, I don't want to hear that. Look, y'all running playground routes right now.
They beat Texas. This is all I know. Blasted Texas.
They did do that.
We almost beat them. That was the closest game they had all year.
Yep.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't think Trevor Lawrence is all that great. Maybe it's like you said, JD, maybe it's the system. I could be completely wrong. I wasn't too impressed the latter years with Clemson.
Let's look at Jacksonville. They're not impressive. They got no talent on offense. Like, when you look at that, I'm like, how could you even come out there and say you were competitive? And we talked about in the beginning, we brought Tim Tebow in and said, hey, he could be a tight end. Like, hey, you knew this was tomfoolery from the beginning. We knew this. You knew this. So guess what? When you do this from the beginning, you can't expect for nothing less. When you look at the receiving core.
Don't disrespect my boy Tim Tebow like that. That's basically what
I love Tebow. You know that. You know I love my boy Tebow, but don't throw him out there like that. Come on, man. Come on, man. Don't do him like that.
He didn't deserve that.
Man, they should.
Tim Tebow didn't deserve that. Not that publicity. He really didn't deserve that. He didn't do anything wrong.
No. Man, they could have done this. They could have done if he was gonna try him at tight end when y'all had him out there looking bad for these other teams trying to be a quarterback throwing left handed. You could have said, "Hey, man, bro, hey, we done with you as a quarterback. If you ain't playing tight end, you ain't in the league."
They could have did it a long time ago. They didn't do it.
And they didn't do it. They gave that man the opportunity.
I understand why it was such a big deal, right? Because there were so many other tight ends who've been playing tight end their whole life. They ain't get nobody to look at them. And yet this boy who ain't never played tight end in the history of his life, you know what I'm saying? He played quarterback and was bad at it. All of a sudden, he got a shot to do it now.
You blame
look at the connection.
What does it take?
Look at the connection.
What makes you question? What does it take to get it in the NFL? Just be somebody instead of actually being a professional.
It ain't. It's never what you know, it's who you know. And I learned that a long time ago. It ain't never what you know, it's who you know. And guess what? Somebody who knew, he knew, said, hey, come do this. We'll get you some publicity. We'll get you some fame. You ain't going to make the roster. We'll make it look good. Yeah, we'll make it look good.
Yep.
And it'll bring me some publicity. And it'll make me look at least decent, not knowing they made him look like a fool. But it's the same. There you go, pretty much.
But then
then you go out there at 2011 and look like trash.
And then again, he wanted a guy that could vouch for him in the locker room when he started doing crazy stuff, because he know Tim Tebow's gonna do it for him. You know Timmy. Timmy.
He chose the wrong guy. The guy he wanted is not here no more.
Yeah,
Aaron Hernandez not here.
I want to mention that. Not here. That was his guy. That was his guy.
Yeah, man. He not here no more.
Well, who else is there? Why do I only remember those guys? They had more players on that team. With Percy Harvin, did he play for?
I think Percy Harvin was trying to make a comeback last year in the league.
The Pouncey brothers, they played for him too. So I mean, there's more guys that could have vouched for him.
But it's me. It's sometimes just because they play for you don't mean they'll vouch for you. You know them Pouncey bros, they legit. They ain't sugarcoat nothing.
They like the twins in the NBA.
Oh no, they ain't. They ain't nothing like them twins. I seen that post today. They said this twin right here got hit by Jokic. He ain't played since that day. Oh my god. Yeah. Look, them Pouncey twins ain't that. Them ain't them same guys. Them Pouncey twins will pounce on you. So I ain't worried about that.
Dude, they really would.
Don't play. Don't play.
Early. Dude, they retired when they turned 30, 31. They got another.
Them dudes said it. They didn't need the NFL. They got what they came for.
They got a bit. Mike Pouncey was better. He was better than his brother. And he got big check. Yeah, Maurice Pouncey. He got a big check from Pittsburgh. And he was like, you know, I'm done. Like, I can't keep taking snaps from Big Ben anymore.
Hey, he said he wasn't going to be a part of locking doors.
Y'all stay on Big Ben, and Big Ben out here winning
games. I'm going to stay on Big Ben.
Y'all that trash, and Big Ben came back and won that football game.
And what's the record?
It ain't a losing. I mean, it's an okay record.
The past 2 years, what's the record? They were 10-0 and lost how many straight? Was it 6 straight?
I'm gonna say it's a trash can to get a win every time.
I mean, Big Ben is just Big Ben is in the wind, baby. He knows his time is up. He know what it is.
I'm not even telling y'all that his time is up, but y'all jumping on him like it ain't other trash quarterbacks out there.
Who?
I'm just saying.
Who's that? Who's
playing
the league? Who's playing the league that long now? Who's another trash quarterback? Name one. That needs to retire at this point. Derek Carr's name comes up about. He's not trash, but he ain't that great.
But I don't think it's time for him to go.
No, not time for him to go, no.
Her Cousins, he might need to be away from Minnesota, but his time ain't up yet.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins is not bad. Kirk Cousins does not make mistakes. Kirk Cousins is not bad.
His ass make mistakes.
Kirk Cousins don't throw interceptions like that, man.
He ran Diggs up out the camp. So guess what?
I would take him over Jimmy G. I'll tell you that much. Jimmy G makes me nervous.
Anybody will take somebody over Jimmy G. Jimmy G about to like nervous.
Jimmy G get a little pressure. He's throwing a pick.
Bad mouth for Jimmy G. He done did all that work for
you. Oh, what work?
Yeah,
as soon as he get a little pressure, he throw a pick. I don't need the pressure in my life. I don't need that in my life.
Fourth quarter comeback win, and you over here talking crazy about this.
Man, let me be funny. Man, you talking about the quickest guy to 10,000 passing yards in a 49ers jersey.
Man, listen. And not
y'all stop. Y'all stop.
Come on, man. Hey, guy. We are a running football team. We are a running organization. We do it with dual backs. We got the zone blocking scheme. Jimmy Garoppolo shouldn't pass the ball more than 25 times a game. That's it. I'm sticking to that. That is it. That is it.
That's it. You gambling it, huh?
That's it. Oh, so you saying stick to the Mac Jones rule when it's cold and raining outside.
That is it. Matt Jones is better than him right now. Matt Jones is a system quarterback. No. He is. That is. They sticking to the system, baby.
You know, and you know what?
You know
I
what?
Get why you like that about him. But at the same time, you're not being fair to him.
Not being fair to who?
He is actually putting up some decent games.
Ooh, Jimmy Garoppolo?
We talking about the same guy, right?
Jimmy G will go two games where he looks great. And then three out of the next four games, he'll have four interceptions and he'll turn the ball over and he'll be sacked 10 times. Like, dude, why are you sitting in the pocket? We got to extend the play. Listen, there is a standard, okay? There is a standard in San Francisco. He is not meeting the standard. That is it.
That's me. Don't make it to the playoffs and then you find out that guy you're talking about.
Exactly. He's not winning championships. That is the standard. Okay.
Colin Kaepernick got to the championship game.
We got to the championship game with Colin Kaepernick, and it should have been a pass interference, but that's okay. We're taking on the chin.
This is how we win champion.
This is us. No disrespect to the Cowboys, we know how to get to the next level and win championships. That's what we do. We know how to get to the next level.
2 years ago.
Doesn't matter. It still hurts. We could have had six and then we could have had seven.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. He screwed the pooch on that.
I'm not blaming it all on him.
But I am saying he could have been better.
I'm letting that ride. We should have drafted Deshaun Watson.
He's playing better now.
He's not better for it. And I'm starting a freshman over the senior. I'm starting a sophomore over the senior regardless. That's behind the scene. That's how I feel about it. I'm sticking with that. I'm better for that. That's what we got to do. Last but not least, we hadn't talked in a minute, but NFL, we still talk about the NFL. NFL is kind of whatever. The Chiefs have gotten better. Cowboys and me. They're looking real meh. The defense is legit.
Defense is legit.
But I don't know about, Dak Prescott is what? Throwing picks now? What's really going on? Michael Parsons is legit. Diggs and Parsons.
He legit this year.
Then again, that's Dan Quinn magic. That's Dan Quinn doing his thing. He's a hell of a DC.
Well, with Dan Quinn with the right pieces, man, that dude is a beast.
He's a very good DC. I give him that. He was a better DC than he was a head coach. He was in Seattle when they had that.
Wasn't this me? Legion of Boom?
Yeah.
Well, it is me. With him, he could have been a head coach, but in Atlanta, I don't know what's wrong with Atlanta, but they got bums. And some of them bums on the Cowboys team right now. Some of the same people. But at the end of the day, you got to have better pieces. And I think he knows how to put the chess pieces in place. In Atlanta, you had the smallest secondary. They had the baddest of luck. Like at one point, I think he lost everybody to ACL injuries.
Yeah, he had like five or six injuries over the last two or three years he was there. Like they never, after that Super Bowl year where they were like really, really good, they never returned to that prominence in the defensive end. And Kyle Shanahan, I know he gave up a lot. He screwed the pooch in the second half of that Super Bowl and I'm pretty sure he learned from it. But at the end of the day, man, he had a Atlanta should have won that Super Bowl. Like that was their that yeah, was their Atlanta, Super Bowl. That team
Super Bowl was theirs.
That team
was Super Bowl was theirs.
And pff, Wes Welker had a Damian Amendola. Damian Amendola.
No, somebody. I don't even know who did it. I know Tom Brady won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Just say Tom Brady. I don't know nobody else on the team.
This, if y'all watch any of those Tom Brady specials on ESPN.
I ain't watching this shit. Why would I watch that shit?
I thought about watching it. I haven't.
I don't want to hear them lies from Tom Brady.
Man, you gotta respect the man, though. I ain't respecting nothing.
I will say this. I respect him enough to know that he won his championships, and I don't know if they were fair and square, but I ain't watching nothing about no man who's human. And just because it, look, I watched Michael Jordan because I seen it. I ain't see Tom Brady. It was all investment.
Man, Brady, I ain't see that mess.
Ask me what happened in the second half. Ask me what happened in the second half when Atlanta started losing. I changed the channel. Ask me what happened in Seattle. The only thing I remember about Seattle is that pass in the end zone and why you didn't run the ball. I don't remember none of that.
You turned the channel during the flu game.
During who? Hey, whoa, that's a different animal. That's a different breed.
You couldn't the same animal.
I don't care about Tom Brady. Who is Tom Brady to me?
I'm watching.
Tom Brady's name is not Troy Aikman. Tom Brady's name is not Deion Sanders. Tom Brady's name is not Barry Sanders.
He Michael Jordan either.
I don't give a darn. Thank you. His name is not Michael Jordan.
Don't even do that.
Look, I'm just telling you the truth. He ain't my cup of tea. How about that? He ain't my Starbucks. He's not my Starbucks.
Winners ain't your cup of tea.
Hold on. Winners I care about my cup of tea. That's like getting some goat milk and some Gouda smeared cheese that. on some. I don't want that mess.
My boy JD over here drinking this swamp water.
It's 1792.
That's some good stuff, sir. That's some good stuff right there.
You got it. Pick us up.
Hey, just to change it up a little bit, I was gonna ask y'all.
Uh-huh.
Have y'all seen What If yet?
I still haven't watched it.
What If?
No, I have not seen it. I'm doing it either this coming week or sometime over these 2 weeks. So I'll let you know about that because I still want to see it.
I'm finishing up Hawkeye. When I finish Hawkeye,
yeah. Hold on. Whoa. Pump the brakes. You said what?
Hawkeye.
You watching what? Bro.
What's wrong with Hawkeye?
Nothing. They didn't tell me. Oh Lord, they didn't let me drop the file.
Yeah, it's like it's going to be the season finale next Wednesday.
Shut your mouth.
It's a phenomenal
bro. Season.
It's not as great as Loki. Loki was like, "What?" But
now we know Loki was like, "Whoa!"
But
my Gator was in there, so I'm good.
Y'all think Loki was the best one?
Loki's pretty good.
I feel like Falcon and Winter Soldier was
number two. Loki was the only reason why I say Loki was good because Loki was.
There's more to come with Loki for me.
There's more connects the dots with Loki and it kind of fits in this whole timeline thing. But Falcon and Winter Soldier is like, all right, man, Steve Rogers is dead. We already know that. So what story are you telling? And that's why I said the Hawkeye is the same way with Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It doesn't fit in any kind of timeline. It's just what happens.
It's just good.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, but it opens up and introduces characters that we've seen in other shows that are not Marvel shows. That weren't a part of the Marvel universe before, but we've seen them before.
Okay, and does it give me anything about Budapest?
It introduces some things about Budapest. They don't go to Budapest.
No. Okay. No. I figured they did.
They brought up Budapest, but they didn't go there. They just brought it up again.
Y'all want me to give a spoiler? What? Give you a spoiler.
I don't want no spoiler. I don't want no spoiler.
Close your ears, Tim. I don't care.
you that guy tonight. You that guy.
I'm that guy.
I'm gonna say this. It's in the same universe as Daredevil.
Huh? Okay. Oh. Okay.
Well, they technically all
are
the same.
They are, but I say
yeah.
But they bring it back Daredevil.
And they don't recast anybody.
Hold on. Do I get my guy Punisher? Is he in there anywhere?
You know what?
If you say Gilbert. I get John.
Shout out to Gilbert.
If I get John, I'm good.
Because he's watching Spider-Man.
That darn Gilbert, man.
He's already seen it. He's watching it again tonight. And I know he's going to contact him.
You know what? He must know somebody on that truck that be...
I don't want to give up. I don't know his sources, but he
I don't know his sources either. But that's that man's marvelous.
His sources are really good. And he told me, you know, I sent y'all the thing. He was like, he's not gonna give me any spoilers, but he's like, Spider-Man's everything you thought it was.
Oh, I know what he is.
Don't tell me that.
Look, they even made Jamie Foxx look pretty good enough.
I'm like, man, come on. Don't tell me that.
One other thing I was gonna ask y'all. I was thinking about this earlier today. I don't know why. Sometimes I just think about this random stuff just to keep me, entertained. Because I go autopilot real easy when I'm at work. But I was thinking, like, because I just watched this movie called In the Shadow of the Moon. And it's basically about time travel.
There you go.
So I started thinking, like, you know, that was a good movie. And I thought to myself, what's the best time travel movie I think I've ever seen? You know, like if I had to do like a Mount Rushmore. I don't know if y'all may not watch time travel movies like I do. I don't know if y'all seen a lot of them like I have. Like, or just movies that may not be a time travel movie, but in some way involve time travel.
I travel in time every day.
So I thought to myself, like, obviously you gotta give Back to the Future its due. One of the coolest things in Back to the Future that I didn't know until I got grown, somebody pointed it out to me, was the first time he goes back into the future, they're at the Twin Pines Mall. And when he goes back into the future, he drives into a farm where there's two pine trees and he knocks down one. When he goes back to the future, I'm sorry, when he goes back to the past, when he goes back to the future, that mall is now named Pine Mall. Mm-hmm. Instead of Twin Pines. Mm-hmm. Just a little, you know, something like that. That was kind of clever. Yeah. I didn't catch it until I was an adult, but the time traveler's wife is a very unique and special time travel movie that I thought was like real dope. And I was just like, man, like that might be probably be my favorite. But then there's like movies like Interstellar that kind of dabbled on time travel and it just blows your mind. Like they just kind of touch up like the part, Corey, you know what I'm talking about. When they went down on the planet, they came back an hour later, their homeboy was like 50 years old. And he was like, I thought y'all wasn't coming back.
That's the bullshit. I remember
being so shocked, man. I was like, wait, what? And then he was looking at the videos of his daughter.
Gators ain't got time for all of this.
To be a woman in that time frame. And he was just bawling. And I was like, man, he literally left the ship for hours and came back, and it had been 30 years.
I want to drop this. And speaking of time, I don't know how I thought about this. Just came to me. Like, have you noticed over time, like, your laugh changed? Like, as a kid, like, you know, when you was a little kid, you probably had a little chuckle, like, eh, eh, eh. And then now it was subconsciously, you don't realize it, but your laugh changed.
But, But then again, you got to think about it too. You also change all the time.
Of course, yeah, but you don't think about it.
You don't think about it because, like, even your voice changes. You know?
Yeah, like,
I don't have to think about it. I travel through time every day.
But it's, but it's like, you know. But like, if you think about it, it's like, when now you have to really think about it. Like, when did my laugh change? When did I start laughing?
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now you have to think about it. Like, when did my laugh change? I know it's off the wall, retarded, but I'm drinking water and I'm like, you know what? I don't even laugh the same as I used to laugh. You know, I didn't even laugh the same. You know, what about sneezing? Like, you don't sneeze the same?
Nah, you know what? I would say that I don't. I used
you know
to
what I'm saying?
It. I used like, to just be overly animated with my sneeze. I'd be all over
the place. How long? Hold on, you can't be no more over animated than somebody me and Corey. God, dog, I say, hat you! Like, bro, come on.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, like, all that stuff changes, you don't think about it. But it's like, damn, I really used to do that. I used to sneeze like that, you know what I'm saying? Used to chew a certain way, you don't think about it. Like, you watch little babies grow up, and it's like, dang, you know, then they say, you know, they change the way they.
What about, like, how you eat? You know, because some people don't notice, like that stuff that I know as a kid, I would never touch. Even as an adolescent, you know, in mid 20s, I didn't touch. And then I get in my 30s, and it's like, oh, you want some green? Yeah, put that on my plate.
I hated tomatoes.
I got on the tomato bandwagon yet, but I've eaten a lot of other stuff tonight.
What? Yeah, tomatoes. Yeah, tomatoes legit. Bro. When Whoppers were 99 cents. Whoppers were 99
cents. I didn't used to eat onions. And now that I went back to onions, I started eating onions. It's crazy because I grew up, I remember eating pickles a lot. And somewhere, like, by the time before I became a teenager, I hated pickles.
I still hadn't got to that point.
And now I can eat them again. Like, when I get hamburgers and stuff, like, I need them.
Yeah,
and you know what started?
Two dose pickles.
I was doing a job for a lady where I was at work, and she was like, "Y'all are working real hard. We're gonna be there all day." And then she said, "I'm gonna make y'all boys a sandwich." I was like, "Okay, yes, ma'am." You know, just like, "All right, cool. You ain't got to. We appreciate it." So she came back. She made some ham sandwiches. So she had the huge, like, thick cut. Cucumbers. That's what it was like. It was pickles on the sandwich, and I'm like,
"Oh, cucumbers on there." I had to question everything going on.
He was starving. He was just rocked. You know, he crunched it down. He like, "You might need to try this." And I was like, "You know what? I don't eat it on the stove." So I ate it in the sandwich, and I was like, "What kind of pickle is this? This kind of good." And from that day forward, I started eating pickles on my sandwiches and hamburgers. Yeah, I need to pick.
You can't say that. But then you're around the wife or whatever, the girlfriend, be like, "Oh, let me have some pickles." When you start eating pickles.
And she started eating pickles
too? Oh, when did you start eating pickles? I thought you didn't like pickles. Or it's like you go to a restaurant and be like, "Hey, you know what? Give me a root beer." Whoa. When you start drinking root beer. Like, I've always liked root beer. You never drank root beer when I was with you. Like, when did you start drinking root beer? When did I don't know, God.
I didn't like root beer.
Yeah. I've always liked root beer. I just hadn't had it in a while. So what made you want to start drinking it again?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when you start eating pickles on your hamburger, your sandwiches? Like, I don't. Maybe I want a little pickle juice on my sandwich. Yeah. What's wrong with that? I don't know. Whoever she is, you tell her she can have you. Like, "Hey, you gonna throw me away? You gonna throw me to the streets?"
Hey, you gotta be careful. You might end up on the streets.
We didn't talk on. So, you know, and I ain't gonna hold nobody, but so Steph Curry and his parents got a divorce, and my homeboy hit me with some hard news the other day.
Hey.
He got a divorce because the mama was cheating. And I was like, "No."
Hey, Pop showed up with three.
Mama Carrie.
Not one, not two, three.
Not Mama Carrie. Like, she ain't out there cheating. She not out there cheating.
Listen, hey. I don't know
what's going on.
He was serious. He's like, I don't know what's going on. He was like, I'm telling you, that's what happened.
I don't care. I'm going to say it like that. Whatever going on or whatever happened in that household, let me say it like this. It's fur on somebody in. That's all I can say. It's fur on somebody in. That's all I know.
I cherish that marriage. They
I forgive
that marriage. That marriage ain't got nothing to do with me. That marriage ain't got nothing to do with JD.
They like the Obamas to me. That's the power couple.
Look, that difference between the Obamas, are still together. Mr. Kerry and Mrs. Kerry.
Oh, yeah, Michelle Obama was out there, you know, doing her thing.
Hey, man. If she was out there doing her thing, it is what it is.
Hurt my heart. Like,
you know, it was a shocker, but at the end of the day, I was like, man, she fine. But anyway, let me say this.
Hearts are meant to be broken. Hearts are meant to be broken.
Yeah.
Hearts are meant to be broken.
Speaking of broken hearts and stuff, shout out to Kanye West and Drake put on a great performance. And he, you know, Kanye West performed a lot of his greatest hits. I loved it. I was a super fan. Y'all know I was glued to the TV. It was the boy and Kanye. It was great. It's on Amazon. I think it's on Amazon. It was fantastic. Kanye didn't look crazy, even though his eyebrows were shaved off. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? He still do. Yeah, he was. He had his big rain boots on. He was a Paddington Bear or something. But
he didn't look what?
You know, I tried. You know, he didn't have polos and backpacks, but he had this big rain boot on and he had these gloves on and. You know, he had his eyebrows shaved off. I mean, it was he played the old Kanye hits. I loved it. It was refreshing. I appreciated everything that he did. Then they had Drake come out there, and it's like, okay, you know, I didn't know you was gonna play all your old hits, but I'm gonna play some of my new hits. But then again, I was thinking, you know, some of Drake's hits got some sneak disses in there, so he can't just do whatever you want to do. So it's like you're not gonna play all your songs, but it was still a good concert. It was cool. It was a benefit for Larry Hoover. I mean, that was a weird benefit. But, you know, hey, Jay Prince got it together. Yeah. I was like, that's a weird benefit concert. But, hey, you know, hey.
Hey, to each his own.
Yeah, to each his
Merry
own.
Merry Christmas.
Y'all got together. And, you know, stop all that beefing. There's more money out here. There's more money out here to be made and more hits to be made. But. You know, if that was a benefit concert that y'all wanted to do, I mean, you know, hey, that it could have picked another incarcerated person to raise money for. No disrespect, but I'm like, there's a lot of guys that's probably innocent in jail that you might want to
I was not gonna allude to it, but hey, thank you for taking
it. I'm just being honest, you know. I'm like, well, hey, you know, shout out to Larry Hoover, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, right. That was
Larry Hoover
though. Jay Prince got it together. So I mean that was straight.
Yeah.
He made
it. Jay Prince got it together. Ain't nothing I can do.
Right. It's in the stars now. It's in the stars.
Yeah, it's in the stars.
It's in the stars now. He said, stop all that. They stopped all that. They got together.
I don't talk down on the Prince.
Yeah, like, you know, he made the phone call. He's like, y'all know what y'all gotta do. Like and be happy about it.
I know.
And they walking down, they had Drake singing. Kanye was singing, Drake was like, he was a super fan. It was so comical, but it was great at the same time. But great at the same time.
I'm not saying I'm not a Drake fan.
No, you're not a Aubrey. You're not an Aubrey fan, man. I'm gonna tell you what this guy did yesterday. So we're doing the Bulldog Sports Network show, and shout out to Brett and the Bulldog Sports Network. So we're doing the show, and one of the people that was in chat with us, it was like, oh yeah, I don't want to disrespect. I don't know if that's a boy or a girl. Like, obviously, Aubrey, it's a boy's name. You know, I'm thinking it's Aubrey. And the guy's like, the guy was a good sport. He was a good sport. He was like, LOL, you know, I get that all the time. I ain't gonna disrespect the man like that, man.
He said he get that all the time.
But still, though, man, the first thing that comes to my mind is Aubrey Graham.
I have a relative,
man. I got you. I got you. Well, okay.
It's a girl. I went to middle school with her. Her name was not Aubrey. It was Audrey. That is as close as I get to Aubrey. So I don't know no Aubreys. So
I don't know no Audrey.
Only one I know. I know Audrey, but we won't go there.
Those were like, how many Tracy guys do you know? Tracy McGrady? Like, that's, I don't know him personally, but. Yeah, like
Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan. But I mean, like that's a rare. Like I would get that name confused. Like there's a Tracy. You know what I'm saying? That's another name that I would get confused. What, Ashley? I better not meet
you. You gonna meet some Ashleys? I promise.
I know. As many people as I talk today, y'all know what I do. Many people as I talk to a day. I probably met an Ashley before, so but then again, if I mispronounce it or whatever, I'm sorry, ma'am, sir, I apologize, that's just how it goes. But yeah, it was all disrespect. It was a little disrespectful.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it was cool. But anyway, man, this has been a great episode. Great restream. We're gonna add some stuff to this. Hopefully we can get some other stuff to it too. Maybe sell some video clips. Maybe have a little little listing thing on the side. Have like a little rundown.
Y'all just say a prayer for my boy Urban Meyer, man. He out there, he's struggling. He gonna get back on his feet though.
Man, that man's a millionaire. That man,
millionaires need. Look, millionaires need prayers too.
They do need prayers. Well, maybe
need prayers.
That money he got, all that money, all that. Well, I'm not gonna say what I want to say.
If he listening, I'm in his corner. If his daughter, she listening to this, I'm in his corner. Holler at your boy. We have Florida Gators Live, maybe, right over left, we're going to fight, whatever we need to know.
That Gator stuff.
Hey, I'm down for the cause.
Don't say that, man.
I ain't fake. I ain't going to be like that Deion Sanders fan. I ain't going to burn nothing.
You're not going to burn the Urban Meyer.
Hey, man, hey. Just because you stupid. Because you're stupid, I can't say nothing about your Hey, that's you. That's your feelings. I'm making business decisions. I'm not making judgment calls because of the way I feel. That jersey, your most prized position. If you burned it, it's worth $2 million later on. You the dummy.
Stupid. That was...
Come on, you got to think into the. Hey, what was that? I travel through time every day, baby. Travel through time every day.
I bet it was fake.
You know what? No, he burned it. He made a statement.
He burned it, bro.
He burned it. I don't care about money.
Hey, you don't have to care about money. But guess what? That's dumb. Because if that's who you really support,
No.
It ain't about the Deion Sanders part, because you mad at him because he stole one of the top recruits that was supposed to go. You wanted him to go to Florida State. I don't care about that. F that school. And that's what that kid had to look at something, man. That kid looked at something. He said, man, do I want to go to a school because of his popularity as far as his history and what they got had in the past, or do I want to go somewhere where they winning now? I want to win now. I want to win today. And I'm not going over there to play football. My name is cemented as Deion Sanders. So you can burn whatever you want to. You lost, kid. You lost. Not me. I want to recruit, and I win because you over here burning stuff looking stupid. Post that. Post that. Just dumb, man. People out here, they get in their feelings too much.
I'm gonna leave on this. What Prime say? He said, "When you look good, you play good, and when you play good, they pay good."
Pay good. Hey, hey.
And that's all that matters. And guess what? They finna pay good. They finna pay well.
There you go, baby.
They should play well. There you go. Everybody, it's your boy CM JD Vince. That's so dope out here.
Peace.
Later.